It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 5 p.m., I'm Leonard Witbier. The Independent Patriots for Change National Secretary-General Christine Kaukamos has criticized the Electoral Commission for its mismanagement of the voting process, pointing to a chaos and a lack of clear communication.
From here, we are going to get together with the members of the political parties to discuss our further course of action and also to give you further details in what that course of action may look like. So that is our position as members of the political parties. We give the ECN until 1500 hours to either respond to this ultimatum we have given them, and even if they don't, we will be speaking to the media and to the people of Namibia and around the world to see what is going on in our country with our democracy.
Analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo highlighted the growing disputes over the process's integrity.
Courts, you must prove beyond reasonable doubt. And we have seen it in many elections that it is difficult to prove beyond reasonable doubt. The cases you disenfranchised people who did not vote. How many are we talking about? You will not have that data. We must appoint people who are capable and who can do the job so that we don't spend a lot of money. Is it justifiable for them to pay for a service that we have already paid as citizens by appointing a statutory body that will be responsible for ensuring that our elections are democratic, free, fair, transparent, and credible?
The wealth management landscape is evolving due to a shift in clients' demands, technological progress, and the emphasis on general wealth, says Gacha Mayer of Old Mutual. Advanced tools like AI and big data now enable wealth managers to craft tailored financial solutions that align with clients' lifestyles, risk profiles, and family needs.
Family governance and tax efficiency are also encouraging philanthropy and financial literacy. Successful wealth management should combine financial expertise with insightful knowledge of intricate family dynamics as the emphasis shifts from asset growth to multi-generational legacy creation.
The Reserve Bank of SA is planning to acquire a 50% stake in the country's largest payment clearinghouse, BankServe Africa, to advance digital payment systems. Discussions with BankServe's owners are ongoing. The central bank aims to enhance financial inclusion through digitalization, which it believes will support social development. The South African Reserve Bank's Pradeep Maharaj told SABC News that the investment seeks to modernize South Africa's payment infrastructure. On the international front, over 90 delegates have gathered in Brussels for a meeting of the Global Alliance for the Implementation of the Two-State Solution. The alliance was created on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly earlier in the year with the goal of achieving a lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Reporting from Brussels for us is William Denslow.
Thursday marks Josep Borrell's penultimate day in the job as the EU's foreign affairs chief, and says he didn't want to leave before hosting this event. Borrell says that despite efforts from some to backslide on commitments to achieve a two-state solution, he says this is the moment to push for it. Officials say the forum is an opportunity to discuss the framework to provide Palestinians with a nation-state. Without it, Borrell says there can be no peace in the Middle East, describing the impasse as a cancer. Now, he says, is the time to act. William Denslow, Brussels.
Here's your latest elections results. Panduleni Itula of the Independent Patriots for Change leads the count at the Atlantis Sports Club polling station in the Walvis Bay urban constituency with 668 votes. The Southwest Africa People's Organization's Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa secured 346, while Hank Mudge from the Republican Party got 53. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.